Welcome to Just One More Story, a weekly podcast featuring unique and interesting stories that are inspired by true and personal events. Some are thinking, why should I listen to this podcast? Well, to be perfectly honest, who better to tell a story than the person that wrote it? And in this case, that writer is me, your host, George Walters. With that, let's get started. Hi, folks. How's everyone doing today? Boy, our old world is sure in a state, isn't it? You know, it sure is amazing how quickly things can change. One minute we humans are rolling along, doing our daily thing, worrying about this, thinking about that, going to work, and then something like this comes along. Kind of makes a feller think that maybe most of our problems we had before this virus wasn't so bad. You could say it is a wake-up call for us all. Thing is, we all have to work together. Well, maybe I should say work together, but from a distance, if we want to beat this thing. We have the technology, though, along with some pretty amazing scientists, nurses, health practitioners, and doctors, along with many others working 24/7 to help us. It will take some doing, but things will work out. You can bet on it. For my wife and I, we are hunkering down here at home, staying put, as we are getting up there in years, as it seems this virus kind of likes us older folks a touch more than others. I have to admit, this is one friendship I don't really care for. We also chat to our family and friends on the phone once a day or online, keeping in touch, as we live a long way apart. You know, I found that a positive call to a friend or family member sometimes can make all the difference in the world when someone is feeling down. Anyways, my friends, hang in there and keep your distance if you go out. Wash your hands more often, and as I said before, things will work out one way or the other. It has to. Oh, and one last thing. If you are told to stay in your home for a couple of weeks, do it. Actually, even for those of us who are still in good health, I don't recommend traveling or going anywhere for a spell, unless it's absolutely necessary. And then take the necessary precautions to keep you and your family safe after. Anyways, now that I have that off my chest, let's get on with the story I've lined up for you today. I hope you enjoy Character Lines. You know, it seemed that when I was younger, I couldn't wait to get older. Today, though, I can't believe how fast the days are flying by. Not just days, neither, but years. I mentioned to my wife just the other day that if this keeps up, I won't have enough time to do what I want in life. But she keeps assuring me that I have plenty of time left to finish up my dreams. Not many things bother me that I can't control, but it seems lately it has been getting to me with this aging thing. Not that I don't know what the inevitable is, it's just that it seems to go by so fast. I remember when I sold the farms years ago, I had in the back of my mind that I might not be able to find enough things to keep me busy moving here to the north. I figured wrong, as I am more busy now than I've ever been. I guess the main thing in my life now is gardening, a bit of woodworking, and my writing, as different magazines and newspapers have asked me to write for them. Not to forget my podcast adventure, which has turned into a real success. I have to admit, and I am happy at what I am doing today, though. It seems to me, if looked at closely, that life is built in a circle that we all follow, and I have found that if we really want something to return as it once was, we can make it happen. I should say we have the ability to make it happen. We just have to follow that circle to where that something took place. Then once we recognize it, we then have to slow down a touch so we can capture it once again, so to speak. I kind of figure a feller has to seek out these things and not wait too long, though, as the circle does get smaller. As I said earlier, there are lots of things I still want to do, like pursue this podcast a little bit more, gardening, travel, and enjoy being with my lovely wife and family. I think the secret to doing these things is I have to connect with that energy force within the circle. Want it bad enough and get to finding it and, hey, then doing it. I'm working on it. I also feel that life is more than just putting in a day. For me, I make the most of each one. Some folks get older gracefully, which is what I call good fortune, and some don't. Some folks have asked me why things happen in life that shouldn't. I tell them that if we were meant to know, it would have been laid out right in front of us. I don't question things today as much as I used to, as I found in most cases it doesn't achieve anything. To be honest, I sometimes think it just makes things worse. Years ago, I would look at the wrinkles on old Reg's face and wonder if that was what I was going to look like when I got older. Answer? Yep, I have, and maybe a few extra. Reg and Laura are the folks that adopted me at an early age, and I lived with them on their dairy farm for a few years. Laura used to say, "Character lines, George, character lines." I asked her one time what that meant. She said, "Sit there down here by the stove for a minute, and I'll tell you a story." So I did. For years, George, Reg and I have worked from daylight to dark, suffered from droughts, worried from year to year whether we would make ends meet. We raised four young ones, and now you, with hardly any money to speak of. Reg, he worked in the fields trying to get things to grow, and earth that in the beginning wouldn't hardly grow anything. But he did it without complaining, other than a few choice words from time to time, which I won't say, being a Christian lady. I dressed the young ones throughout the years on hand-me-down clothes and made covers for the beds out of feed sacks from the mill. I turned my own butter, carried water on the coldest day throughout winter for the house. Sometimes the wind was so bad with blowing snow I could hardly find my way back from the creek to the house. It scared me half to death sometimes. Speaking of our home, it was built by Reds, myself, and a few family members, along with the barn. Occasionally, a few good Samaritans would drop by and give us a hand with the heavy timbers. Pays to have friends. Good ones, that is. You might think I am complaining about these times, George, but don't you get that notion into your head for one second. You know, if I had to do it all over again, I would, in a heartbeat. Why? Well, it was a good life. All the things I mentioned were not easy, but it made us what we are today. Each day now I get up and can't wait to get the milking done with Reg, my husband, and you, so I can get to cooking and baking and things I like. The wrinkles, laugh lines, crow's feet, as some call them on Reg's old face, are kind of taking over mine now, too. But we are both the same folks as we always were. I'm proud of my accomplishments in life, and truth be told, them wrinkles, or better said character lines, don't bother me one bit. If anything, every one has a story to tell. Yep, we all get older, and I could go on for another 1,000 words or so, but would it explain it any better than Laura just did? I think not. Character lines, as Laura called them, comes to us all as part of life. There is nothing we can do to stop them, other than maybe slow them down some with healthy eating, living a good lifestyle, and most importantly, stop dwelling on getting old. For me, well, to be honest, the only time getting old kind of bothers me a wee bit is having to scroll down when on my computer trying to find my birth date. Anyways, that's about all I have to say on wrinkles and things. Not ever sure why I decided to talk about it. But then again, most of all my stories come from the spur of the moment, which I found makes for some pretty interesting topics, don't you think? Another item that makes me think now and then is why certain things happen throughout a person's life. I don't know about you, but over the years, I have found that life doesn't give us what we want easily, or at least it hasn't for me. It seems to me, looking at things closely, that a lot of us have to make a series of mistakes before we get what we really want. I've also found that even if we get some things that we think we want, now and then we find they aren't really meant for us. And in some cases, things we liked or enjoyed is taken away from us, too. I'm not exactly sure why this happens, but I suspect it is part of the grand plan, wherever the heck that might be. Speaking for myself, I found, though, that the things that I had and lost wasn't cause for me to sit around feeling sorry for myself, though. When that happened, I moved on and worked at making things better than they were. There are some people, though, that when losing something they loved, work long, hard hours trying to get it back. But here's where I think we should draw the line. The way I look at that is, if I worked hard the first time to get what I wanted, there's no way in heck I'm going to do it again. Why is that? Well, simply put, it was easily taken away from me, and if it was supposed to be mine again, then it should come easily, or all on its own, or not at all. And you know, I found that in most cases they have. And if I don't interfere, they come back quicker, and in some cases better. Wondering why and how got me to thinking about things. Like, take money. Money will temporarily make us happy, but without anyone to share it with, we will end up feeling empty. At least that's what they say. But my feelings is that money today is a necessity. We as humans have made it into something that causes all kinds of grief and happiness. It has the ability to take us places that we haven't gone before. I guess I could say that I love money, but money doesn't really give a dang about me. Actually, money today isn't even money anymore. In most instances, it is just a figure of speech. Take most paychecks or pension checks. They're automatically dropped into your bank account. No check, no cash, no nothing, other than a figure showing up on your account. You then go shopping and use your credit card to purchase your groceries or whatever. You then go home and go online, and you pay it off with a click of your finger. You never for one instant see a paper made dollar or a metal coin. Might be a good thing with what's going on today. So I guess you could say that certain things today, like money, has the potential to only exist in our minds. I think that's pretty cool. To sum things up, I found that when we are young, crazy, mixed up emotions are praised. As an adult, we are encouraged to doubt ourselves constantly. We are primed to believe we are undeserving of the things we truly want, including our health. The good news is we don't have to act on these things if we so choose. Thank goodness we're given free will. I don't truly know what they had in mind for us humans, but I do know this. I believe we need to make friends with our inner feelings, and in doing so, all will work out in spite of what others think or do. In other words, if we let things happen in our minds, most of the time it becomes reality. But in saying that, a person has to remember, if we dwell on the bad too much, sometimes it becomes reality too. Myself, I choose to dwell on the positive things in life. But it's not easy with what is going on in the world today. I also have to admit I'm getting a bit tired of watching the news. Media is putting so much out there right now that my mind is in overload mode. Actually, though, I find it surprising how the brain works sometimes. Heck, like yesterday, I found that after watching all this stuff, my mind started creating problems that weren't even happening yet. Anyways, you all take care of yourselves, and that's about it. Hey, honey, where did you put the remote? I think there's no Gunsmoke movie on. Can't beat old Matt Dillon. That's it for today, folks. But before I go, I would like to mention that all my stories are also available in books. We have 7 books to choose from, and each book has over 50 short stories. The titles of the books are One More Story, Moments in Time, Paths We Choose, Time's Changin', Keep Turning Pages, Join Me in the Garden, and Nature's Gateway to Health. All of our books are available on Amazon.ca or Amazon.com in ebooks or paperback. If you would like more information regarding my books or podcasts, you can email me at any time at stories@keepingnotes.com. I'll say that one more time, stories@keepingnotes.com. I'll get back to you. You can also listen to my podcasts on Google Play Music, TuneIn, Stitcher, Radio Public, Pocket Cast, CastBox, The Walters Post, and Google Home. Just say, "Hey Google, play Just One More Story by George Walters. And if you enjoy my podcasts, share them with others or tell a friend. In doing so, it will help me make more podcasts for all to enjoy. And finally, I would like to thank you all for listening. And don't forget to tune in every Friday for a new episode of Just One More Story by George Walters.